Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babul Amri bi Ta'ahudil Qur'ani wa Tahdhiri an Ta'ridihi lin Nisyani. The chapter on the command to continuously adhere to the Quran Sharif, to take care of the Quran Sharif, and to be careful not to allow oneself to forget it. This chapter got to do specifically with the Hafidhul Quran, the person who Allah Ta'ala has blessed with memorizing the Quran Sharif. He should take special care that what he has memorized now, he doesn't lose it. He protects it. So these two ahadith that we'll do will explain to us how important it is to protect Quran Sharif. What happens today often is a person, his parents send him to become a Hafidhul Quran when he's young, and then when he completes the hifz, then often he goes to school or he continues with his school, and he's so engrossed now in his studies, and he's so engrossed in his homework and his tuition and worried about good results, that the Quran Sharif, Allah Pak protect us, gets the back seat, so to speak. And that door that the student's supposed to be doing, and that Hafiz the Quran supposed to be doing every day, that door gets left. And many, many people forget the Quran Sharif like this, because now the studies take the precedent, and now that becomes the most important thing. And then later on, after a person finishes his university, or later on when he's in business or something, now he remembers that I was a Hafiz al-Quran, you know, and I have to remember my Quran Sharif. Or when Taraweeh comes now, he's battling to just get the Taraweeh part right, and the rest of the Quran Sharif is getting left. So these two ahadith explain to us that how important it is for a person to take care and look after that Quran Sharif. It's not a thing that you got it and it's there forever. It's not something that you've acquired and you can just keep it in the safe and it will stay safe. It's something that you have to look after it and continuously read it every day, take out time and read it to such an extent that ulama explained that if a person is Hafiz al-Quran, at least 3 paras every day he should be reciting of Quran Sharif. And if a person is not a Hafiz al-Quran, he should try for 1 sipara. If he's still battling to read, then at least quarter sipara or some portion, but every day you must take out time to read Quran Sharif. So one is a Hafiz al-Quran, looking after the Quran so that Quran doesn't leave him. And one is a person who is not a Hafiz al-Quran, he should also look after that art that Allah Ta'ala has given him of reading Quran Sharif. Because if he leaves it and puts it one side, that art, that practice of reading Quran Sharif, that practice also will leave him, and then it will become very difficult for him to read Quran Sharif. So Quran Sharif is a thing that the more we give it, the more it will give us. And the more we protect it, the more it will stay with us. It's not something that we've got it and we can just keep it in some vault. We have to look after it every day by taking our time to read Quran Sharif. And Abi Musa radiyallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ta'ahadu hadha al-Quran fa walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadi lahuwa ashaddu tafalluna min al-ibili fi uqliha. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, adhere to the Quran, take care of the Quran, look after the Quran. I take an oath by Allah Ta'ala, in whose being, in that being in whose control is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this Quran slips away faster than a camel whose rope is loosened. You know that when a camel is tied, many times it's tied from the feet. And when that thing, when the rope of the camel gets loosened and now this camel runs away, it is very, very difficult to bring it back into control. It ran away, it's gone in the wild. Now to try and get it, bring it back, and to bring it into control now becomes very difficult. So that Hafiz al-Quran, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is given an example, whose Quran has left him, now for him to bring it back again for the second time, to memorize it again for the second time, and to make it strong again for the second time, is very, very difficult. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I take an oath in that being in whose control is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he slips away faster than a camel whose rope is loosened. Therefore when a parent makes his son a Hafiz al-Quran also, he should ensure that he makes Quran the priority in the child's life. That it doesn't matter what you're studying, it doesn't matter what you're doing, ensure that you don't leave this Quran Sharif. Firstly, obviously he should ensure that the company this person, the student, keeps his right company. Then he goes in the right environments. He's safe from those environments where there's guna taking place. So all that he ensures. But together with that, he sees that Quran Sharif doesn't leave the child at all, at any moment. Careful what the child is studying also. What is the content that he's studying? And he's careful also that this Quran Sharif that they gave this son of mine, this Quran, or this daughter of mine, that Quran Sharif must remain with that child right up till the end. And one easy way to do it is making a point in that house that we are living it in our homes, that we have one time where everyone is reading Quran. Over and above that, if they read, it's good and it's important. But one time where everyone is sitting and reading Quran Sharif, it will create that spirit of reading Quran, and that Quran Sharif also gets read in that home, and that barakat also comes in that home. But we fix a time. We got times for eating, we got times for other things. We should fix a time daily where Quran Sharif is read. It will make it easy for that youngster now who has become Quran Sharif, who has become Hafiz al-Quran, because he sees everyone is reading, then he just reads with them. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إنما مثل صاحب القرآن كمثل الإبل المعقلة إن عاهد عليها أمسكها وإن أطلقها ذهبت. حضرت عبد الله بن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the example of one who adheres, who takes care of the Quran Sharif, is that of a tied camel. If he adheres to it, in others, if he looks after it, he takes care of it, he recites the Quran Sharif, it will remain with him, and if he lets it free, it will go away. Quran Sharif will leave him. So Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq, firstly of trying to memorize the Quran Sharif and take care of it, but one is that we don't allow it to slip away on its own. Ulama say there is one exception to what is mentioned here, is if a person forgets Quran Sharif due to very old age, now he's gone old and he forgets, then he won't be taken to task for forgetting the Quran Sharif. Or because of some sickness which has overtaken him, or some weakness that has overtaken him, now there was no fault of negligence on his side, where he just left Quran, he stopped reading it. There was no negligence on his side, but because of some outside factor, he now forgot his Quran, then there won't be any type of taken to task. A person won't be taken to task for this. However, and there won't be any sin upon him. However, where a person, due to indifference, due to negligence, we are on holiday now, so there's no need to recite Quran. We are going with all our friends, or it is the December period now, so why do we need to read Quran? It's weekend, it's a long weekend. So now this is indifference that a person is showing. This is negligence that a person is showing. A person will be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah for that indifference and the negligence. So therefore, Quran Sharif is something we read every day. In fact, the pious, you see them, I like my example of my ustad, all the time his lips are moving, all the time. Even if he's walking from the class to his office, lips are moving, reciting Quran. He's walking from the office to his home, reciting Quran. There isn't a time where his lips are not moving with the recitation of Quran Sharif. Now this is what you call a person that is taking care of Quran Sharif to such an extent that sometimes 13 to 15 siparas every day. I'm not talking about Ramadan, this is outside Ramadan, every day the tilawat of Quran is taking place. It doesn't matter what season it is, whether it is cold, whether it's hot, whether it's summer, whether it's winter. Quran Sharif is something that I hold close to me. It's something that is dear to me. So even those of us that are not Hafiz al-Quran, we can also look inside and we can make it a point of reading Quran Sharif every day. It doesn't matter what the season is. It doesn't matter where I am. If I'm flying in an aeroplane, I'm going in a submarine, I'm in my car, or I'm at home, or I'm out of my home, every moment is a chance for me take our time and read Quran Sharif. We shouldn't let it go at any time. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.